listen to a conversation between two friends who are talking about a music festival in the UK called Glastonbury.
Hi, Callum. Did you go to Glastonbury this year?
Hey, Georgie. No, I didn't. I haven't been to any music festivals for a few years now. To be honest, kind of done with them.
Oh, why is that then?
A few reasons, really. Tickets are just so ridiculously overpriced for a start, and that really irritates me. I mean, it shouldn't have to cost that much to put on a bit of live entertainment and bring culture to the masses, should it? That's capitalism for you.
Well, I do agree that the tickets cost a fortune.
And they let in way too many people, to the point that it's not comfortable or safe. It's a miracle that more people aren't injured every year, well, as far as I'm concerned anyway. I don't think the festival sites are ever properly set up for those kinds of crowds. Think about the health risks. I mean, the loos are just breeding grounds for germs and infections. And you even see people relieving themselves outside the loos. It's disgusting.
I know what you mean. But come on, surely these are just some of the quirks of summer festivals, Callum. Anyone going to one of those iconic festivals in the UK knows to expect certain things. The loos will be shocking, the weather will almost certainly be appalling, and everyone will get filthy with mud and so on.
Exactly. Don't even get me started on the British weather.
Let's look at the positives, shall we? At least the food situation's improved and more people are catered to now. A few years ago, there wasn't much in the way of non-meat-based fast food at any of them. But now vegetarians and vegans have quite a range of stuff to choose from, which is cool.
I'm not convinced there's much that's remarkable about.
Are you sure you're not just in a bad mood today and being ultra negative about everything? You're not usually such a grumpy pants.
Well, yeah, maybe. So anyway, how was Glastonbury this year?
Excellent, actually. Really entertaining. I can, hand on heart, say that all the bands we saw were brilliant. With the exception of one, perhaps, and that was Josh Neville. But to be fair, he doesn't have a reputation for putting on memorable live shows. He's an awesome recording artist, though.
I like his stuff, especially since he's crossed genres and mixes it up a bit. You know, a bit jazzy and a bit poppy. It's cool.
Yep, I love it too.